Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very, very special story about a very special day. It is today's day, actually. I'm recording this just actually a few minutes after the end of the fifth day of the month of Teves. And in 1987, a very special event took place on the fifth day of the month of Teves. So let me try to describe to you that story. You see, the Lubavitcher Rebbe has a very, very amazing, large, priceless library. And where did this library come from? Of course, many of the books were books which the Rebbe himself bought, but many of them were books which his father-in-law bought or collected or were given. And many of them were books which other Lubavitcher Rebbes before them collected. And some of them were books from the Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe, and even from earlier. And this was a library, this actually is a library, which is a huge library full of many, many, many books. Books about Chabad, books about the Gemara, copies of Gemara, copies of Chumash, special books. Many, 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 many volumes, maybe millions, I don't know exactly. A very special library. And of course, Jewish people love books. In fact, we are often called the people of the book. So libraries are very special for us, especially Torah libraries, which are full of Torah books. Well, what happened was that somebody started stealing books from the library. And many of them were very precious books. And it was very, very upsetting. Because this was not just an ordinary library. This was a library of a Rebbe, and the library which had been much of it put together by the Rebbe's father-in-law, who was the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. And it pained the Rebbe very, very much that someone was stealing books. Finally, they caught the person who was stealing books. It was actually the grandson of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, unfortunately. And he felt that he wasn't stealing books at all. He felt that he was simply taking books which really belonged to him. He didn't think he was doing anything wrong because, he said, his grandfather was the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe. Most of the books came from collections of books from his grandfather. And he said his grandfather was the last Lubavitcher Rebbe. There's no more Lubavitcher Rebbe, he said. Now, why did he say there's no Lubavitcher Rebbe? Since we know that Menachem Mendel Schneerson is the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe. And the answer is because this grandson thought that Lubavitcher changed so much since the days of his grandfather being Rebbe that it wasn't really Lubavitcher anymore. He said that Lubavitcher means that you take a long time to daven, that you sit and learn Torah a lot, but the idea of having mitzvah tanks and public menorah lightings and giving out matzah to people at Pesach and all these other campaigns, he said, that's not really Lubavitch. That's not the Lubavitch that I knew growing up. That's not Lubavitch. To send people out to try to affect other people and all that, nah, that's something new. Therefore, he thought, Lubavitch is finished. My grandfather was the last Lubavitcher Rebbe. And this Rebbe is doing so many things different that you can't really count it as Lubavitch. And therefore, I can take these books because they're mine. I'm the grandson of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. And so they're my books. Well, of course, the Rebbe didn't accept that. And of course, it's always better to take a person to a Jewish court, a Beit Din, than to go to a non-Jewish court. But in this case, no Beit Din would listen to this case because of various reasons. And therefore, the Rebbe had to take the case to a non-Jewish court. And he did. And the court listened to the arguments back and forth. And the grandson said, Lubavitch is finished. There's no more Lubavitch because the seventh Lubavitch Rebbe is so different than the previous that you can't really count as Lubavitch. So many different things that they're doing, building all these Chabad houses all over the world and so forth. That's not what the previous Lubavitch Rebbes did. They focused on teaching Torah and davening, and that was mainly what it was about. So the Rebbe's side had to actually prove that, no, the library is not the personal property of the grandson. The library belongs to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, the Lubavitch Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, is very much in line with what Lubavitch is all about, because that is exactly what all the previous Rebbes were trying to do. They just didn't do it to the extent of the seventh Lubavitch Rebbe, to try to bring people close to Torah mitzvahs. Of course, the Rebbe taught Torah, and of course, davened and taught people about davening with great effort and building yeshivas, but also so important that when we see that so many people are far from Judaism, so many Jewish people are far from Judaism, and even being concerned also with non-Jewish people who have to learn the seven commandments of the children of Noah, then this is what Lubavitch does. And this is what the Rebbe's side had to convince the court of. And the case went to a very high court, the Federal Circuit Court, which is the second highest level of courts in the country. It's not quite the Supreme Court, but it's a very high level court. And the Rebbe's wife, the Rebbesin, gave very, very important testimony. It was not done actually in court. There was someone from the court representing the court that came out to speak to her. And she explained that her husband's entire life is dedicated to the Hasidim. And therefore, the library, which was the library of the previous Rebbe, belongs to the Hasidim through the fact that it belongs to the Rebbe. That the Rebbe himself belongs to the Hasidim. The Rebbe is totally dedicated to the Hasidim and to other Jews as well, all Jews really. And so too the library is part of the property of all Hasidim and really, in a bigger sense, all Jews, not the personal property of the grandson of the previous Rebbe. And when this decision came down, that the Federal Circuit Court decided in favor of the Rebbe's arguments, and it was that fifth day of Teves. And the Rebbe explained that that is a day which is connected with the idea of Didan Natzach. Victory is ours, as the Gemara puts it. Victory is ours, that in court, in a non-Jewish court, it was proven that yes, the Lubavitcher movement is very much alive, that the Rebbe is very much the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And although, of course, Lubavitch has to change for the times, that is, when situation is different and the main work or main part of the work is helping Jewish people who are far from Judaism to discover it or rediscover it, then this is what Lubavitch does, this is what the Rebbe does, because every single Jew is precious. And therefore, the Rebbe established this day, the fifth day of Teves, as a day dedicated to buying Sfarim, buying Jewish books, learning Jewish books, even more important, and celebrating the great victory that was established on this day, that even the non-Jewish court put their signature on and agreed that yes, the Lubavitcher movement is alive and well, and it is a very important part of our life here in America to recognize that, and that the Rebbe himself is really someone who belongs to the Hasidim, belongs to the Jewish people. And this is a very central idea in our understanding of Jewish leadership. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave everything for the Jewish people, completely dedicated, as he said to Hashem, If you won't forgive the Jewish people for the sin of the golden calf, wipe my name out of the Torah. And this is the kind of dedication that the Rebbe has to the Hasidim and all Jewish people. And in this way, by being dedicated to helping every single Jewish person through learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, this will surely bring quicker the redemption. May it happen right away. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.